What would you do with your life if you knew you couldn't fail? If you had all the money, all the time, all the knowledge, all the resources that you needed, what would you do with your life if you simply knew that anything was possible for you? My name is Christina Carlson, founder of global Swedish design and inspiration brand Dream Life and author of the book Your Dream Life Starts Here. And I love exploring these sorts of questions to inspire people like you to chase your own dream life, whatever that means for you. Many years ago, I wrote down a dream on paper that would one day bring Swedish design to the world and create beautiful, inspiring, and meaningful products that would bring sparks of joy into the everyday lives of millions. Now that I have achieved that dream, I want to leverage everything I've learned to help you dream big and to create a global movement to inspire 101 million people to transform their lives and transform the world in return. Each episode will dive deep into the power of dreaming and share real insights and practical ideas that you can use immediately to build a dream life of your own, whatever that means for you. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode. We all use money and we all need money to live our dream life. The word money has many people react in different ways. I'm curious, what do you think about when I say the word money? And having had no money and a lot of money and losing it all, I can relate to most of you, I think. But saying that, we can all change our situations if we are willing to. So today, I want to encourage you to think about financial freedom and what it can mean to you. In the Dream Life Coaching Program, we are all about money for the month of June. So if this is a topic that is of interest to you, please join us. Just go to dreamlifestartshere.com. And we are reading Molly Benjamin's book, Girls Just Want to Have Funds, in my book group, Grow. So we will talk about money, discuss how to do it all, and implement whatever is right for each person. I just can't wait. And we have just launched Molly's Money Planner Journal in the Dream Life store, which is so good. Just head over to the Dream Life store if you want to check that out. So grab a journal where you can and ask yourself the following questions. What kind of thoughts, feelings, and emotions comes up for you when I say financial freedom? As I always say, it all starts with awareness. And what you think and how you feel about money is often based on how you grew up, how your parents thought about money. Maybe they disagree about money and had different way of seeing money. So you may associate money with fights or disharmony. Or you grew up in a family where you didn't talk about money, or perhaps you had all the money you needed and never really cared about money. And of course, everything in between those scenarios. Money is different for everyone, so focus on what it means to you. Number two, what does financial freedom mean to you? If you had all the money you need or want, what would life look like for you? If you could live your dream life? Have some fun thinking about this and journal about it, because it's a really fun and positive exercise to do. And I have no doubt it will give you lots of ideas on how you want your life to look like, where and how you want to live. And perhaps think about, what would you do for work if it wasn't for money? And what would you do with your time? Where would you travel? And so much more. It's such a fun exercise to do. And I actually think that all of us should think about, if we actually had all the money in the world, but we still had to work, what kind of work would you choose to do? That often connects you with your heart instead of your head, thinking that you need to do certain things to make a certain amount of money. But if you actually had all the money that you wanted or needed, what would you actually do for work if you still had to work? It's a good thing to think about. As with everything in life, in my view, it all starts with your mindset. So number three is, what kind of mindset do you need to reach financial freedom? Are you stuck in your old patterns from your childhood? Or are you feeling you are working too hard for the money you are making? How can you start shifting your mindset to start believe it is possible for you? If you frequently say, I'm not good with money, could you reframe that and perhaps add yet at the end? I'm not good with money yet. Or even better, I can't wait to learn all the things I need to know to create financial freedom in my life so I can live my dream life. When you shift your mindset, you will be much more open to new possibilities and opportunities that will help you along the way on the road to financial freedom. And remember, money isn't just about spending money on things you don't have yet. It's about having the freedom to do whatever you want. If I didn't have to work for money, I would actually do exactly what I do today because I love my work so much. To me, that is freedom to spend my hours however I want. I find when I do my 101 dreams exercise, I have so many amazing dreams, but a lot of them cost money. So that has inspired me to put financial freedom on top of all my dreams, because once I have financial freedom, I am in control of my own time, as well as having the money to make all my dreams come true. And when we do what we love, it has such a ripple effect on your family, friends, and community, and ultimately the world. So if you don't have your dreams written down on paper yet, now is the perfect time to start. And to finish off, I want to share a quote by Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki has written many books like Poor Dad, Rich Dad and Cashflow Quadrant, etc. His quote is, "If you want to be financially free, you need to become a different person than you are today and let go of whatever has held you back in the past." If you are interested in going deeper on all things money and financial freedom, you might want to join the Dream Life Coaching Program, because that's what we're going to focus on in June. And I just can't wait. Just head over to yourdreamlifestartshere.com. Please share with me in your Dream Life Facebook group what your thoughts are when you think of financial freedom. As always, I'll be back next week with another inspiring guest. So I'll see you then. Have a great week.